Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and for Wilson Homes. It is season review time. North Melbourne, they finished 18th on the bottom, 4 wins, 17 losses in David Noble's first season in 2021. In the off-season, Callum Coleman-Jones comes in. Robbie Tarrant joins the Tigers, and their draft hand for the upcoming draft, Jimmy, is 120, 42, 47, 72, and 77.
Good draft hand when you got pick number one.
Yes.
And geez, they've got some tools. I know we spoke to Dave Noble. You mentioned a couple of those coming in. CCJ, Callum Coleman-Jones, mm-hmm. Young Cobden, Sherry never went to St Kilda, Goldstein, and the great Suva. Larky up forward.
Yeah, I like to Suva.
He was very good. He was very impressive. His development this year, he'd probably be...
huge step forward.
We loved using this as football commentators, don't we? He's in that most improved discussion, yep. I think, last year.
Now, careful there. Careful, because we're trying to... You and I discussed this off air. Season reviews can be one of the more boring things
to listen to.
Turn it on at 10 to 11 when you're struggling to sleep and you'll be asleep in 6 minutes' time. That's not what we're doing here.
No Dennis Knapp time.
No. In fact, we're going to incorporate a little bit of Squid Games as well, if you're a Netflix fan.
Mm. Green light.
And also?
Red light.
Okay, Jimmy, explain this.
So the green light is whose season went really well.
Yep.
Red light, whose season never really got going. So the green light, all systems go. Red light,
okay.
Handbrake on.
Give me yours.
So my green light was Jai Simpkin. I think he emerged from being a young player.
Yep.
Just a young player at the Kangaroos. To a quality player of the competition. His ability to break the lines, he's gone from a high half forward to more inside mid who can get forward. So he was my green light.
Green light.
Oh, God. I can't believe we've incorporated Squid Games into the season review. And your red light?
Aiden Corr. Never really got going.
No, he didn't, did he?
No, key back, got him from the Giants. He'll fill in nicely, obviously, greater responsibility with Tarrant
going, yeah,
as well. Josh Walker was very serviceable for him, down back. Took a lot of the big jobs, intercept marking, so Aiden Corr is my...
Red light!
Red light.
Thank you, Matthew.
You?
The three key questions... No, that red light's green light's all
right, all right, then I've got a game for you after this.
Okay, yeah. Good. The three key questions heading into 2022. One, how is the forward line going to operate with Coleman-Jones, Larky, plus Comben, and eventually Edwards?
Well, I think it'll be Larky plus one of those.
Okay.
Because then you've also got the, as like that, the third tool. You know, that's become a position in footy. You're either a really mobile sort of 6'1", 6'2" player who can, you know, really expose matchups. As in, you put someone too tall, they're too agile. You put someone too small, they're too big. And I think Zerha is excellent at that.
Yep.
Then they've got to find a mid forward type who can hit the scoreboard around Larky and then a specialist small forward.
And then how will they use Coleman-Jones?
Forward, rotating with Big Goldstein, who I thought was really good. I thought his season went very underrated.
Yep, and he can spend more time forward too.
Well, Dave Noble said his numbers, you know, the strike rate, and they've got the professor, Mr. Luff down there at Kangaroos, who can analyse data. His one-on-one numbers and all that sort of stuff really stacks up.
Okay, and that leads us into our second key question, the ruck setup.
Goldstein. Goldstein's still doing the bulk.
He's still going to do, at his age, the majority of the ruck work?
But that's how he plays his best footy. He grinds his way through it. He gets it, that mindset. We've seen him try and split it 50-50. I still think he does 70%, not the 95 that he used to do or 99 where he'd never come off the field. A bit like our Source Jacobs used to do at the Crowbars.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he does 70% with he actually rests forward and Coleman-Jones comes up. Or he might actually do... he might play longer, but never go into, say, to the front 70. He just sits back behind play. Look what the Tigers do when Jack Riewoldt takes the ruck or big Tim Tam Tom Hawkins.
He's still shown himself to be quite an able forward when he needs to be over his long career.
Yeah, so you can manage it. When he gets tired, he goes, parks himself forward, but he can also be get tired. And if they lock it in their forward line, he can just sit 60 to 70 metres out from goal. He'll allow one of these big bananas to take the forward throw-ins.
And the third key question for North Melbourne, will they regret not accepting a deal for pick one?
No. You'll never regret having a potential 250 game champ.
Well, they might if he doesn't end up being the player that they want him to be.
Yeah, but no one knows that question. You're better off going with what you know now, and Horne Francis is...
Well, we don't know anything now.
He was clearly the number one pick. That's what we know. and he absolutely brained the Santa Fe in his last game. Go watch it.
He did. No, I went back.
All right.
He looks a freak.
He's so good.
And ready-made to yes. starting
and
round
speaks
one.
Well, mature, level-headed.
Yep. That's the thing about Horne Francis at pick one is that, I mean, Dacos could be anything, but I don't think Dacos is going to be round one ready, is he?
Yeah, he will.
At AFL level?
Yep.
As a forward?
Yep. He'll be more that high half forward where I reckon Horne Francis can play a few more midfield minutes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Dacos will end up being a mid, you would think.
100%. 100%. My turn to switch the hats.
Yes.
Can I be the journo on the journo sort of thing?
Sure.
This is called unders overs.
Okay.
So it's going to be broken down to the team, the best goal kicker, and of course your Brownlow medal sort of favourite
okay,
thing.
Okay, I like it.
So under overs, and if anyone wants to give feedback, send it to your Twitter account. Under overs, so North Melbourne won 4.5 games last year.
Yep.
I've set the line at 6.5 games, under or over. So 7 gets you an over, more. 6 is an under. 6.5 games.
Overs.
You reckon they'll get 7?
Yep.
It's interesting. Write that down. So there you go.
Yep.
Put this in the time machine, Lawrence. Larky, as we spoke about, the great Suva,
mm-hmm.
42 goals last year in a team that only won
42.
Yeah, that's
what's a good effort for a team that won 4 games.
Absolutely, with no real other big man support apart from Zuha.
Mm.
42 goals in 4.5 wins. The line will be exactly the same. Does he match it? 42.5 is the line. Does he kick 43?
Well, I've just said they'll win 7 more games, so I'm going to say overs.
Ooh. Jai Simpkin won their best and fairest, and we all just acknowledge that he's an emerging talent.
Excellent player.
Like, he's here, but it's how far he gets up is in the classes.
Yep.
Only polled 1 Brownlow vote last year.
Yeah, I was a little surprised with that.
But 4.5 wins, I guess.
Yeah.
The line for his Brownlow votes, I'm setting at 9.5.
Unders.
You reckon he gets under 9.5?
Yeah.
You don't think he polls 10 Brownlow votes?
No. We just polled 1 after he had a really good year.
Yeah, but they only won 4.5. Now you're saying they're winning 7.
Yeah, so he might poll 6.
Actually, I can't argue with your rationale there.
you set the line a little high there, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's our North Melbourne review featuring Squid Games.
And unders and overs.
And overs and unders. I read something the other day about Squid Games that they got produced for less than $20 million.
Mm.
And Netflix are now able to, I'm not sure how, it's a question for another time, able to say that it has made them $900 million.
It's the most viewed thing on Netflix.
Ever.
Ever. You think some of the shows that have been on there.
I wonder what it is about it.
It's
grabbed a lot of people.
Yeah. It is compelling viewing.
It's not really for me.
Oh, you're one of those, are you?
I'm not one of anything. Australian Grand Prix boss Andrew Westacott is going to join us next, as it was confirmed, the race for 2022 over the weekend.